Hello, Peoria. I'm Stu Radowick, and this is Peoria Pulse. The landscape of Peoria is changing, and using the 2010 census figures, the city will begin the process of redistricting so that all residents are given equal representation through our elected officials. Some of you who were in one district before may find yourselves in a new one as the lines are shifting. The city wants your input on the process, so a series of public meetings are being held. At each meeting, concept maps will be displayed showing suggested district boundaries. This is your chance to share your ideas and comments. The meetings are Wednesday, May 11th from 2 till 4 p.m. at Peoria City Hall in the Pine Conference Room. Also on the 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Christ Church of the Valley in Building 600. And Thursday, May 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lighthouse Church in Building B. For more information, call the City Clerk's Office at 623-773-7340 or go to peoriaaz.gov/redistricting. And some good news for North Peoria, especially our residents in Vistancia. ADOT has announced that it will open a 14-mile stretch of Loop 303 to connect I-17 and Happy Valley Parkway, making it so much easier for North Peoria residents to get into the city. The opening event will be held May 7th from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m. northeast of Happy Valley Parkway. The governor will be there along with City of Peoria elected officials. And for more information about the event, go to ADOT's website. On Saturday, May 21st, Rio Vista Skate Park is going to get wild when the Volcom Stone Wild in the Parks comes to town. Wild in the Parks is for young skaters to come out and show their skills. Think of Wild as the best trick contest. Now this is a free event, and we do mean free. No entry fees, so everyone can enter. There are three divisions, 14 and under, 15 and over, and the open or pro-am division. You can register at volcom.com or show up early, as spots will fill up quick. So come and hang out, eat some free food, skate, cheer on your friends, and go home with a ton of free prizes. That's Saturday, May 21st at Rio Vista Skate Park. Registration starts at 11 a.m. sharp. I love the water, so this time of year is my favorite. But if you live here, you need to know how to swim. And if you don't, the City of Peoria can help. Swim lessons are being offered at all three of Peoria's pools. Lessons run through the summer, and you can sign up every 2 weeks. The first summer session starts May 23rd and runs through June 2nd. With your registration, you get 8 30-minute classes on Monday through Thursdays. And you can register online or by phone. Go to our website for more information. And like I said, if you miss this session, there will be another one in 2 weeks. And lessons are offered for all age groups. Now, after you master swimming, you might consider putting your skills to work by joining the Junior Lifeguard program. The program is for 13 and 14-year-olds who are interested in becoming future lifeguards. This course will provide you with the skills you need to gain employment as a guard when you reach the required age. I spent a few summers as a guard, and it's a great way to make money, catch some rays, and keep people safe around water. The first summer session runs May 23rd through June 2nd at Sunrise Pool. Summer session 2 is June 6th through the 17th at Centennial Pool. Again, visit our website for more information on the Junior Lifeguard program. So you don't have a pool at home, but you want to have a pool party. Well, all three of Peoria's pools are available for rental. Rental reservations are scheduled during times that do not interfere with our instructional and recreational programs. Rental fees are by the hour with a 2-hour minimum, and full payment must be received at the time of booking. Bring food and non-alcoholic beverages, but no glass containers. All rules will be enforced by the pool's aquatic staff. Sunrise and Centennial pools are available now, and Peoria Pool is available starting May 28th. Call 623-773-7137 for more information. So now that I've mentioned all these fun in the water activities, one thing comes to mind. Whether you're at a city pool, one in your backyard, or my favorite, a beach somewhere, water safety is extremely important. Never swim alone, watch kids around water, and what I would encourage you to do is take a CPR class. You can make a difference between life and death, not only in drowning incidents, but for heart attacks as well. The city offers basic CPR classes as well as refresher classes. The next basic class will be May 16th from 6 till 10 p.m. at the Public Safety Administration Building on the southwest corner of 83rd Avenue in Cinnabar. For more information, call Peoria Fire at 623-773-7279 or visit our website. The Great Arizona Puppet Theater on May 21st at the Main Library proudly presents Hotel Saguaro as part of Arizona's centennial celebration. The mighty Saguaro will be the star of this fun and educational presentation. There are two shows scheduled that day in the Main Library Activity Room. The first is at 9:30 a.m. and the second at 10:45 a.m. The show is free, but you must pick up tickets at the Youth Services desk. So get there a little early because seating is limited to the first 80 people that show up. Call 623-773-7562 for more information. And before we go, Special Olympics Team Peoria softball team has been invited to attend the 2011 Regional Invitational Softball Championships. They take place in Elgin, Illinois from August 26th through the 29th. To pay for the trip, they are trying to raise $8,000. So if you would like to help, go to their donation page or call Paula at 623-773-7923. Well, that's it for this edition of Peoria Pulse. Thanks for watching.